Lagos. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
We woke up to the news of the fire incident happening at the Akpongo Bridge. Of course, you heard the news just a while ago with Wamimo and our correspondent Emmanuel, who gave us an update on what's happening in that side of the city of Lagos. Well, this is What's Up Lagos, which commences, incidentally, with the feel of Lagos. It's a moment where we find out what's going on in your neighborhood. And that certainly is one of the biggest happening right now in the city of Lagos. So we'll do a follow-up on that as we commence. But first, bonjour, good morning, how you doing? Welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Welcome indeed. Check your time, it's 9 minutes past 10 o'clock. Today is the 23rd of March, 2022. How are you doing? It's Wednesday. And you know how we do it every Wednesday? Techie Talk will be coming on the flip side of 11. Mm-hmm. So I would like for you to be a part of the show during that hour. But for now, it's the feel of Lagos. What is going on around your area? How are you feeling this morning? It's a very tragic experience ongoing right now at the Eko Bridge, Kata Bridge to be precise, in Akpongo. If you are en routing, or if you are in transit around that area, I'm sure that the authorities are actually doing something to redirect traffic. At the moment. But really, really tragic experience ongoing there.
Absolutely. Of course, you heard the updates. I mean, when the official was talking just a while ago in the news, he said something about, you know, he's managing the area, boys, the best way, according to the environment. Mm. You see, that thing is laced. If you're in Lagos, you understand that the man picked his words
carefully,
because the truth is, I mean, that was the best way to put it, because in that kind of situation, trust me, it's Oronio.
Yeah,
you negotiate.
Exactly.
You can't come out before me. Oh, it's wrong. Don't do this.
And then what I also observed is, you know, whenever there's a chaotic situation like that, people try to take advantage of the situation in their favor. You can imagine, you said that some people were trying to take
goods away.
You know, that, I mean.
So you can blame that on poverty, you can blame it on whatever it is you can blame it on, but that's not our focus. We're just focusing on the state of things right now from that side of the Lagos. And how has that affected the movement to and fro main island or in and around that environment or in and around the city of Lagos? One thing about Lagos is it's always common that when something's happening somewhere, it has a way of affecting the entire, you know, traffic situation in Lagos. But we want to know, are you on the road this morning? What is the situation like where you are? Are you around the fire incident? Would you like to talk to us? And how are you doing? Perhaps you are in Ekpe. Ekpe is also Lagos. Or maybe somewhere else along the, what do you call it, Lekki Ekpe Expressway. Or you are far away in Ikorodu or wherever it is, or Badagry. You are not left alone. We are talking to every Lagosian this morning, wherever you are in the city of Lagos. This is the feel of Lagos and how you're doing, Lagos.
That's right. We take you around Lagos this hour. The phone lines are buzzing already. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Drop a WhatsApp message also
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. Do not forget to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" is part of it. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Cheers to life, indeed. Good morning, colleagues. How are you?
How are you doing, man?
It feels like we were quiet for a while.
I don't understand.
We're both on our phones for a very long time.
We didn't say words to each other.
What's up, colleagues? Like, that's
technology.
Not fair. We have to throw these phones away. What's going on?
We have to. How are you?
I can't see your face.
I know people will be, I don't care about what, I know some people will be saying, didn't you come from the same house? Didn't you come?
We're,
you know,
tired of hearing that, guys. We're tired of hearing it.
That's a broken record. Change. Look for other lines.
Say something else. Already, I mean.
I'm good. How are you?
Very well.
Great. And yeah, beautiful. I love this dress. I mean, it's something about
it's always popping.
It pops, you know. Really, really lovely. You know, what we're doing right now is to remind you that don't forget, don't look at what's happening around the world or around you and forget the things that matter and the people that matter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get carried away with news and happenings and then we forget to pay attention to the things that will keep us going, keep us breathing the next day.
You know, when you're most especially when you're married or you're in a relationship for a very long time, there's a tendency for you to get used to your partner and don't ask the necessary questions that you need to ask, like, how are you? Like, how are you really? You know, just look at something about them and just commend them.
That's right.
Take notice about the little things that you can see, you know, happening to them and, you know, around them.
That's right.
It's very important you do that.
Absolutely. So, guys, well, let's get back to you. The lines have been buzzing. I remember when we gave out the phone lines, but let's do it one more time.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
How are you doing, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sandra.
Good morning. Hi, Sandra. Sandra. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. But it's a crazy morning. The traffic is crazy.
Yeah. Mm. What area are you calling from? What area are you calling from?
I'm on my way to work, but I'm currently around Idumota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the event at Bumboy
really, really, really heavy
traffic. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I've been on the road since past 6. It's like about 3 hours, almost 4 hours.
Wow.
We haven't still gotten to the VI.
Wow.
I even feel for the cars on the bridge because it's not moving. I think the effect of the fires impacted on the bridge.
Yes.
So on a cold bridge, it's just on a lockdown. We had to find our way to take another route to get to Idumota, which is moving very, very slowly.
Slow.
But what do we do? This is Lagos.
Absolutely. But thank you for giving us that report. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
And you,
you too.
Right. I love the smile in her voice.
But, I mean, you listen to her, you'll be like, man, he's not serious. But trust me.
It is serious.
I just imagine those cars on the bridge. They're locks.
Yeah.
No forward.
No backward.
You know, my people say, Oboso, mba. Timanam busa, mba. You cannot go Oboso, you cannot come on busa.
Okay, that is, you can't go forward, you can't go backward. The phone lines are still buzzing. Yeah. Is the feel of Lagos right now. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello, Ayomide.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Welcome, Ayomide. How's Ikorodu this morning? What's up, Lagos?
I'm honestly good. Please, what's up, Lagos? Can you check your WhatsApp line? I sent you an SMS. I was the boy that sent you an SMS about if anyone can help me to study a skill, digital marketing or programming. I graduated from SSC since 2018, but I don't get the opportunity to go to higher institution.
All right. Ayomide, we'd like to stick to what we're talking about. It's just unfair that you bring your personal stuff. You sent a message, it's fine. We'll check it. But right now, we're asking how Lagos is doing. If you have any situation reports, every situation report in your neighborhood, you give us that. All right? Because if everyone does that, we'll have a show. We'll check your message and get back to you. All right. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
All right, your call is back. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive! Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Kennedy from Lekki.
Welcome, Kennedy.
Honestly, I enjoy your vibes this morning. I enjoy what you did this morning. I'm envious of you. I think you're not coming from the same house.
I'll be...
What?
I'm on traffic for my dad. You know, that traffic is a natural phenomenon.
It's standard.
So we are not complaining again. Until the Lord remembers us.
Until the Lord remembers.
Yes.
Kennedy, you're funny, man. Anyway, thank you
so much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate you, Kennedy.
Yeah. All right. He said it's natural phenomenon. The traffic in Ajah. But I mean, shout out to those who come from that area. Songo Tedo, Ajah, Badore, Ado Road. Mm. Man, you guys are doing well. The traffic there, it's crazy. Trust me.
It is crazy, man.
It is crazy.
It's super crazy.
Let me see. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. I'm not sure the person knows that you're live. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I'm Angela, and I'm calling you right on Carter Bridge traffic.
Angela, how's it going?
It's terrible.
I can imagine.
Is it moving at all?
VI. It's not moving. I've been on the road since past this. I'm going to VI. Right after Costain is where I am.
Wow.
It's at a standstill. No movement backwards, no movement forward. I'm thinking if there's a way I can tell the people controlling the traffic right at that Costain to stop people from climbing the bridge. Let everybody go towards Oyibo. So you can even move back and follow the Oyibo route. But there's no way I can communicate that to them.
Hi.
Wow.
All right. Thank you.
Everywhere is tight.
Mm. Man, just hang in there. We'll try to keep you company and also get the information across. We'll get the information across. Maybe they should stop allowing cars to go on the bridge so that people can turn back.
Of course, that are even close to that side can reverse and you go out.
That's right. Thank you so much for sharing with us and sorry about the experience. Yeah.
But I'm sure the authorities are doing their job.
And they're listening.
And they're listening as well.
But you know, you never know what the situation is like unless you're there. So you might be thinking that, well, if cars turn back to take Oyinbo, it'll be better. Meanwhile, the Oyinbo we're talking of now, maybe it's blocked.
Yeah.
Maybe Oyinbo itself is blocked. So I think it's going to be a tough morning. Let's just know that for sure. As far as traffic is concerned, for those coming to the island, coming to Victoria Island from that side, or, I mean, you might want to change your plans until things are clear if you're just coming in. But if you are in it, you will now start thinking of plan B, you know, and hope that something is done immediately. And we'll keep shouting here until the people suffering taking away from them as occasioned by the traffic situation.
And then if you're not able to get to the, I mean, obviously, some people would go to the workplace really late today. I think the right thing to do is to call the boss let your boss know that this is a situation happening right now in Lagos and has, you know, put your coming to the work or going to the work or going to your workplace a challenging one for you this morning.
Shout out to those who are going to lie like, that traffic, boss, I can't come to work today. Those who have not left their house, they just say, oh, God, traffic deal. We can't move. Oh, it's blocked. Oh, did you hear on radio? Shout out to you. We know you. You know. Anyway. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Esther.
Welcome, Esther. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
From Ajah, Adesanya.
Okay. Welcome.
It's moving along well, no problem. Okay. Everything is okay. Uh-huh. I just want to ship in something.
All right.
There was a lady, a guy that made mention of a tailor, fashion designer.
Yes.
Yesterday, that says that at the Abadori.
Yes.
I need one.
Okay.
My place is Adesanya here.
Okay.
All right. We're going to get your contact so we connect you guys. But just stay on the line. Someone will get your contact.
All right.
Just stay on the line.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Somebody get that to that contact now. Now somebody.
All right. Thank you very much. On WhatsApp, some people are reminding Collins that he has a pending gist. I don't know what your gist is.
Yeah.
But I think you said yesterday that you wanted to. Anyway. Anyway, this one here says, what's up, Lagos? Oga Collins, no scopo, says no loose concentration. He says, no forget, say you get this for us, so she should not let you forget. Okay. This comes from Bayowa from Lakwe. I think someone also said that yesterday as well.
Bayowa, kilo effect ball. Bayowa, you like aproku. Ah. Bayowa. You like chuchuchu. You want to hear?
Everyone loves jizz. We all love jizz. In fact, myself, I know you want to cast me, but yeah. I'm anticipating. Like, I'm waiting to hear what you want to say. Like,
there's fire on the mountain. This is here. There's fire right now at the bridge.
You better gist your jizz once and for all. Don't give me heart attack. Anyway, let me see. Cornelius here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techies. This is Cornelius from Apapa Collins. On Monday, while I was driving from mile 2 to Apapa, my village people entered my head that I mistakenly got my car hit an hillock that was filled with Hausa soldiers. It says, man, you need to see how I came down, immediately started doing frog jump.
Yeah, sorry I'm laughing, but I knew... You just behave yourself. You obey the order before the order. You know, it's you don't want... That's a smart way to go about it because you know that you have entered. So, you know, if you start taking your frog jump by yourself, they said they'll look at you and be like, well, this guy, at least he knows that he has offended. Imagine if you come down and say, what? Can't you see? Oh, you go chop fire. Anyway, sorry about that, man.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
What up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Just alive.
Welcome. How do you feel?
The thing is nice. Everywhere good, sir.
Okay, where are you calling us from? What's your name?
Yeah, Michael, calling from Pangu.
All right, Michael.
Yes.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's very nice. Everywhere is cool.
Okay.
Everywhere is good. And I want to ask, who won the treasure hunt on Monday? I think I participated, but I didn't hear the results.
All right. Could you check on our page on Instagram?
It was not there.
It wasn't posted?
Yes.
On Monday? Or are you sure? Okay, we'll confirm that and get back. We'll announce it, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. All right, guys. More calls coming in. We're having the feel of Lagos across the city.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chase the life. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Oluya Ahmed.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, the traffic today is a no-no. It's a no-no. I must be honest.
God. Welcome back. You are listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techies, and the feel of Lagos is what we are at. And our main conversation, our main happening is the fire outbreak at Agbomo Bridge, out of the bridge. And right now, it's causing traffic, a lot going on. People are worried about the state of the bridge and the fact that there are cars on the bridge. Well, we just have to, you know, get more updates on that. But before then, Andrea.
And that's right. Check your time. It's 10:38 on the clock, and we have Dill's Vlog here to bring us some... interesting news.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm here to tell you how you can make some money or upgrade the money that you already have. You get it. Now, I'm your deals blog for a reason, right? So, of course, I'm here to be telling you, basically, I'm here to tell you that the year is still full of endless possibilities. And these possibilities include growing your wealth and assets. You might be wondering how. And the simple response is Stanbic IBTC Asset Management. Well, did you know that Stanbic IBTC Asset Management has investment solutions that you can access with as low as 5,000 Naira? If you didn't, well, now you do. These investment solutions range from a broad range of low-risk mutual funds, including money market, dollar, bond, and ethical investment vehicles for investors seeking Sharia-compliant investment options, to investment portfolios, ETFs, and an infrastructure fund for HNIs and corporates seeking medium to long-term investment options. Now, all you need is the desire for more. And if you have it, well, this is an opportunity you definitely should not miss on. Yep, go take the advantage right now. What's more, you can set up your own investment accounts and top up with ease via the Stanbic IBTC Asset Management digital channels. Now, these channels make it easy to monitor your investment growth from anywhere you may be via the Stanbic IBTC mobile app or online portal. To put the icing on the cake, investment managers are readily available to provide investment advice to you any day and any time. So ask yourself this: are you ready to grow your wealth this year? Are you ready to benefit from Stanbic IBTC's array of products that help you invest with minimal risk? Well, get started on growing your net worth wealth. Visit their website at www.stanbicibtcassetmanagement.com. That's www.stanbicibtcassetmanagement.com, or call 01-280-5595 for more information. That's 01-280-5595 for more information. What's going on? Schedules plug, and as usual, I've got some fantastic information for you. When two neighbors who share the same backyard feud, you know there's absolutely going to be some drama involved. Thankfully, you won't need to hear this because DSTV is bringing you the action live. From the popular Jollof Wars to the Afrobeat rhythm, the Ghana-Niger rivalry is one of the biggest in the world, and now it's time for that rivalry to hit up twice in the same month. Sweet, right? Well, it's a match made in football and banter heaven as the Super Eagles of Nigeria lock horns with the Black Stars of Ghana. Here's the catch. Only one of these two West African giants will be going to the World Cup, so this is really a battle that none can afford to lose. If you're prepared to feast on this exciting cracker, make sure you reconnect your DSTV subscription to be part of the action when Ghana faces Nigeria on the 25th of March at 8:30 p.m. on DSTV channel 203, and the second game on the 29th of March at 6 p.m. also on DSTV channel 203. Guys, reconnect your subscription to enjoy the biggest rivalry in Africa coming your way only on DSTV. You can also jump on the current step-up offer by simply upgrading your subscription, and DSTV will step you up to a higher package where you get to enjoy enough sporting action. Now, new subscribers can also be part of this big game. With only 13,900 naira, you can get the HD decoder, dish, plus 1 month compact subscription.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
Thank you very much, Deals Plug, for all that information, news you can use, you can trust on, and we are back on the show. It's What's Up Lagos, the feel of Lagos. Now, before you say, I cannot believe this call, it's again, you say you have gists, you will not give us the gist. So, it happened in the other room. No, I will tell you, I'll tell you what happened. For those who are waiting, I know your ears, you have called, you've increased the volume. Pop it up.
Okay.
So,
let's hear this one.
I have reported myself before that, you know, look, it's just normal. I realize that the time between when I open something and close it, there's a gap. I usually do not close things early enough.
Yeah. Why give yourself an excuse? You see, so, I thought you wanted to
So, for example...
You're casting yourself right now. All right,
no,
go ahead.
It will get to you.
Okay.
So, for example, when I get to the wardrobe and I open the wardrobe and I pick a thing or two, I usually want to give it time to breathe, you know, like...
Give more time to breathe, for God's
Before
sake.
I close it, okay. Usually...
Go ahead.
I don't close it immediately. That's right. My point.
Okay.
Or let's say I...
Okay.
I open the bread, you know, and take a few slices from it.
And you leave it open?
For air. Let's just breathe.
What air? Okay. Or let's say, I want to know where I'm coming from.
Or let's say I'm using oil. I open the oil.
Okay.
I use it.
And you leave it open for air.
Just for a while. Just
for
so
air.
For easy.
And you leave the door. You leave it open for air.
So Andrea decided to say, you know what? I'm going to say this thing on air. I'm going to say the closed things. Closed on this occasion. I opened the wardrobe. I didn't close it. I opened like 6 different things were opened without closing it.
Right.
She now said, close this one. Close. It's in fact, I'm going to say this on air. I'm going to. So I can't remember. She didn't say it on air, but what I said is what I really got the old gist. Yeah, that ended the old gist there, and she decided to say, "No, I'm not going to say it." And I said, "But please, so check online whether it's a condition so that you know it's supposed to be. I have one condition. So, guys, please tell me, guys, what have you been in a situation where my point is, can't you just close it? Just close it. Just tie it. Just close it. Instead of casting me.
I'm tired.
She mentioned more than five things. Say, close this. Why are you not closing things? Don't they close things in your village?
I was going to say this.
Yeah.
That very day, I said, you know what? I'm going to come on the air. I'm going to say, hello, Lagos. Help me bear calling to be closing things. Things like bread. Things like oil bottle. Things like door. You should have been begging to be closing things. And then the next thing he told me was, ha, help me check whether it's a condition. Maybe it's a mental illness.
Before you cast me.
Before you ring it on the air. Anyway, so.
But did you check?
No, I didn't. I didn't check. But now you're saying that where you wanted to cast me, yeah, or where you wanted to, you know,
yeah,
give the gist, you know, in a way that it will affect me, is that I should be closing it by myself. Is that it?
Yes.
Whenever I see the door open,
close it.
I close it. Whenever I see the bread open, just I close it. Whenever I see what else open,
anything you see open, I know it's me. Just say, Collins again. Close it. Don't tell me. What do you tell me? Every time you tell me, I feel like, no, sincerely, every time you tell me, Collins, close this, I'm like, I give up on myself, like, can I not change?
Is there something wrong with me? Was that what you said?
Condition? Yes. Because usually, I do not know why I don't close the things. I don't know if I'm the only one in that table, if there's someone else out there who also does that. But the truth is, please,
but I actually
Lagos,
do.
Help me.
I
help
do.
Me, beggar. I close it and not talk about it.
I actually do. I do close.
But you talk about
when
it
when I say,
too.
Why won't I? I have to let you know to bring it to your notice that I say, Mr. Man, hello, sir, hello, you're back again at it. You know? I have to be letting you know.
So,
so that you can be conscious of it.
I am conscious. It's only that a few minutes, like I told you.
For air.
I want air to it. It's for air, the reason I'm closing it, the reason I leave it open for a while, it's just for a while. I'm actually coming back to close it.
Okay.
So maybe you say close it immediately.
Okay.
That's different.
All right.
But please, am I forgiven? Are we going to stop hearing that?
We try if you also try to close things.
Oh my. Anyways, hello, good morning.
Colin.
Yes, good morning. Okay.
Today you are going to give us in this traffic exemption. We cannot shout WhatsApp Lagos.
No. We'll feel your pain.
Just don't get
it. You guys should shout it for us. We'll say cheers to life.
Okay. WhatsApp Lagos!
I don't even have that energy to
shout. Cheers to life!
We know, right?
Thank you, man.
Yes.
This is 4 hours, man. I've been here since 6 o'clock.
Mm.
Wow.
When you think that you will leave your house early and then you bypass all of this traffic. I've been honest. Like, and the worst part is you can't go back, you can't come forward, you can't...
Right.
I mean, people are pressed, man. You're seeing all sorts of things in this traffic.
Yeah.
People are bringing out their nakedness because they have to go.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't stayed in 4 hours, yeah? I really don't know. We don't even know what is ahead, whether there's even
movement or anything.
With a road to pass, yeah. Mm. I just checked Twitter and I saw that the fire had already messed up one side of the bridge. So
yeah.
I didn't even know where to pass. We're trying to find a way to use reverse to pass through Ijora and just go back home because, Mike, I don't know how you want to be productive after 4 hours of your life wasted in this, you know. Man, there's so much to be. Andrew, just be laughing, please. Just laugh.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And sorry for the experience, indeed. It's actually a major happening over there.
Right. It is.
And the thing is, maybe we start advocating for people to, like, for officials to open the bridge for those who are stuck to start going back. But if there's no space going back, to where?
Hmm.
It's actually a very, very tough situation. And if part of the bridge has been damaged and the vehicles on that bridge, I think we should take this with more seriousness. I think we should handle this situation more. Well, we'll give you more updates as we proceed. But hey,
Mayor, we can only appeal to those of you who are affected by this happening to stay patient. We know that, in fact, it's just like there's nothing that can be done right now. There's a huge gridlock at the moment. So it's just for you to exercise a little bit of patience. And then before you know it, you'll move out from where you are.
We hope to be keep you company as we go on and talk about things that matter, as it were. But in 4 hours, man, spending 4 hours in the same spot.
Right.
It's good.
It's tiring. We're so sorry that you are caught up with this. We're so sorry that you are. But I mean, keep listening to What's Up Lagos. We'll try to keep you entertained and engaged while you are stuck in traffic at this moment. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. I'm
calling from VI.
Welcome.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
It's even better that me, I left very early this morning. But that Oyinbo of a thing that you are talking to my fellow brothers that do cross there every morning, there's a serious construction going on there.
So even that area is blocked.
That dead end.
Mm.
So for this situation now, if you can't turn back from Yaba, forget it.
Wow.
You can't turn back from Oyinbo either.
Wow.
It will be serious today. I already saw the bridge too on the social media burning. I don't know how we'll go back today. So wow. It's a very serious case. You guys are doing great, huh?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you for that. Bye. So if you do not turn back before you get to Oyinbo, you most likely will not be able to turn back. That's what the last caller says. If you have plans to come on the island and you are still on the mainland right now, or you perhaps have plans to go, please, just stay back. Call wherever you are. Say, let's do it virtually. And this is appealing to offices. I know, you know, your business, you want a business to go on. It's appealing. If you have ways, whether, you know, the alternative routes that people can take, and that does not require vehicles, because some people use Okada right now too. I mean, they use motorbikes, even though they're banned in some areas. They use that to, you know, transport themselves. And this is appealing to buses. All right. There's even a hashtag ongoing, horrible buses, which of course we might want to touch on it maybe today or tomorrow. But we're appealing to buses and owners of businesses and employers of labor. Especially for those, if you have a staff that's coming from the mainland, please check on them. And it's hardship, it's really tough to move. Check on them. If you have to give them an exemption, if it's possible, please go ahead and do it. If not, they will exempt themselves. The situation will exempt them. So do it so that you take the credit instead. As it were. Chinyere is on the line, sorry. Oh, Chinyere is gone. And let's take another call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Collins and Andre. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. This is Ngozi.
Good to have you again today. Where are you calling us today from?
I'm calling you from somewhere in Shimawai.
Okay. Let's talk.
Yeah, Mr. Collins. I was listening to your story. I was just laughing all through. And I want to join Andre to beg you
to beg
the closed things. When you open them, because
it's for air. It's for air. I want air to enter.
Cockroaches everywhere. There is
fly. Don't mind him.
Imagine opening that oil and one naughty cockroach just across the
fight,
and that's the end. You know, and oil is very expensive these days, though.
That's right.
So try to close it. But if you cannot, we don't mind if you can place her on a daily salary. Closing the bottles for you. Yes, that will be her duty. Probably that will make her not to remind you again.
Uh-huh.
So she will now know it's another job added to her portfolio. So
we're closing the doors and stuff. We don't mind. Thank you very much, ma'am.
I don't know what is it. Whether it's thank you or well done. Well done, ma.
So if you can be paying me for it, no wahala.
All right, guys. For those joining us for the first time, you're listening to What's Up Lagos with the Techers right here, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. How you doing today? We're finding the feel of Lagos. We're also reporting a situation happening in Lagos, the traffic situation, especially on the bridge. That's the Akpongbo Bridge, under the bridge, of course, where there's a fire incident, and it's still not totally under control as we speak. Officials are still working on it. And if you have updates, you're still on the bridge or around that area, let us know. We also, I shared a story of my inability to close, not inability, my style of closing things. I give it some time.
For
I give
air. Them
for air.
And cockroaches.
No, I didn't measure
it.
I don't know.
It's part of it now. No. And cockroaches.
From where?
And what else? What else? What else can creep in? What are those creeping things that can creep in?
Into the...
Are you leaving open?
Is the door? I just opened the door.
Let me also say, it's also this. He's the same person. Now I don't know. There's a word for the people who have phobia for ants and insects and all that. So Collins does have phobia for those things.
Yes, sir.
And then when he sees, immediately he sees it, his body brings out these goosebumps and he gets disgusted by it. But it's this same man.
Ma'am.
It's this same man that will leave the bread open for the same small insect that gets him disgusted.
They'll not get there
to get into that nylon. Now I for you.
Oh my God. Ah, man, this, I don't know, really, it's myself I've cast.
Yourself,
it.
You cast. Hello.
It is well.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
So I am calling. My sister is the same way, so I don't think you should feel bad. Yes, she just has this thing. She leaves it open. And I don't think
so. Is it a condition now? Is it really a condition?
But I feel like maybe they're absent minded, or I don't know. Like, I've always wondered, why can't you just close it?
Like, really?
But I don't say anything. I just close it.
Oh, you just close it? You're good.
I just close it.
Ask her.
So I should just close it, right?
Yeah, but I feel like if you tax him a little bit, maybe for 200 naira or 500 naira.
All right.
Naira, that would help him.
That would help. That would help.
Oh, boy.
So you're not alone, Colin.
Okay. Thank you, Alice.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
I don't
think
that
calling.
Should make me feel good. I feel that truly is a global condition.
She said something, maybe absent-mindedness. It could be that you have so many things in your mind.
Yeah, I always have a lot on my mind.
Yeah, and then you don't pay attention to the little things. And I'm more paying attention to little. I'm the one who's very
meticulous. I just
expect
that you close it and not talk. We'll take a message because Jumia, the Tech Week is on. We'll take a message from Jumia, our sponsor for this moment, and then get back to you.
Jumia, we know tech is a part of your everyday. It's how you connect, transact, and get things done. It's always been a part of your lives and ours, making us all better. Which is why it's so exciting to note that the tech sale of the year is back. Jumia Tech Week sale offers you phones, laptops, gadgets, and electronics at lower prices from the 21st of March to the 3rd of April. Don't miss it. Jumia, your everyday delivered.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
All right, good. Going on, still on the show today. Before we get into our techie talk, just to mention that this period is sponsored by Jumia Tech or Jumia. Of course, they have their Tech Week ongoing. But hey, let's hear from you. So I know it's not a condition, right? Atango is not a condition. But I know I'm not alone, at least. I know I'm not alone in this.
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Thank you. Good morning. I admire your program. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Third Mainland Bridge.
Welcome,
wow,
Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm fine. Yeah. I also have a son. He's 16. Yeah. I have a son. Yeah. And it has been a serious ordeal in my house. I am telling you.
Ew.
He opens bread. He leaves it open, opens mayonnaise, leaves it open, opens bedroom, leaves it open. I keep praying. Ew. I am telling you.
Wow.
I keep praying.
Hey.
I have courage. At least I have...
You have a... There's another friend
that is thinking of well, but I do hope you will someday will change, because my husband keeps assuring me that don't worry, you will change. Don't worry. He lays it halfway and go. I keep wondering. He washes it halfway and say, "The remaining, don't worry, I'll come back to finish."
Oh my God.
Oh my.
You know? So now I think I'm going to be a little bit rested.
Okay.
Because I'm also like that.
Someone is also like that.
Because I've seen somebody that it looks like a good program you have in there.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Have a great time.
All right.
You too. Wow.
Okay then.
Hey.
Okay, you're not really the only one, really. You're not the only one. And people are sending you messages.
I'm more worried now.
That it might really be a condition?
I have to be a good example. Is this being a good example?
I'm not sure. Maybe this will help you to change. Maybe this was good. This will help you to know, you know.
Collins, close things. Yeah. Maybe we should tell ourselves, close it. Or maybe we should have stickers everywhere.
Close it. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm going to do, because I have sticker papers. So maybe I would, on everything, I'm going to write close it so that it can remind you.
No, you got that. That'll be torment.
No, it won't be torment. It won't torment you.
Okay.
No, it will help you to close it.
We'll work it out.
It will help you to close
it. But I hope it's not a condition. That doesn't matter. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear, it's a condition that happens when something. I don't want to hear that. Please.
What is your fear, really?
We leave it for air.
Okay. We need to go on a break, Lagos.
It's 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
For the best of sports.
Manchester United 3, AFC Burma Oil.
News and great conversations.
Ben has never changed anybody. It has only hardened people. Please let them ban it completely.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 11 a.m. Here is a headline news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Fire is still raging at Akpogmo Market under Eko Bridge as traders try to salvage their goods. The National Emergency Management Agency boss, Ibrahim Farinloye, tells us efforts are still on to put out the fire at the market. And traders at the Akpogmo Market are facing the challenge of keeping their goods away from the fire and from thieves. Footage from the scene of the fire at Akpogmo show that the Eko Bridge has now been compromised due to the fire under it. And authorities are considering closing the Eko Bridge for a long period to assess the level of damage following the fire incident. On the foreign scene, the Ukrainian soldiers are successfully fighting back against invading Russian forces to reclaim ground in some parts of the country. We have more updates for you at 12 in our full bulletin. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good morning. Welcome back. 2 minutes past 11. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Tech Heads. And the feel of Lagos is still ongoing. A little bit will take us some messages.
Yep.
And then we bring you the tech update or techie talk for today. We have lots of WhatsApp messages. And one of those that really cracked me up, like really, really did crack me up. Emmanuel from Lekki says, I can't believe my colleague who left for Abuja this morning for a board meeting. actually WhatsApped me to remind me to make sure that I listen to that casting, that Colin's casting gist, Andrea gist, and just her letter today. Can you imagine? Says I was like, I'm a Bono Goki woman. Wow.
Oh, God.
Like, wow, now, wow, wow.
Now I'm the one who has been casted.
Someone says on today's episode.
Oh, God.
It says on today's episode of What's up, Lagos? In today's story, the caster got casted. It's coming from Bayowa from
Bayowa.
Another one here says, Andrea, my wife is exactly the way Collins is. Okay. I have been talking for ages to no avail, but I'm rested now, knowing that she's not the only one. Says, thanks. Good job. I can't believe this. This is coming from Rugochukwu from Ota.
Is it a condition?
So someone is going to answer that your question is a condition. So this person says,
that's what I'm
Collins have a condition. It's called AAD.
What's AAD?
It will change if you task him $100 each time.
What's the formula of AAD?
Don't even take it serious. Don't even take it serious.
So, this thing is a thing, Sha. People don't close things.
Okay, so another one here says, what's up, Lagos? At 12:30 a.m., my wife came to wake me up to go and return iron in its proper place. He says, I felt mad. And you know what? She dragged me up till I stood up to return the iron. It's something I can't do.
Yeah, of course.
He says, I'm changing, Sha. Mr. Collins, you're not alone.
Ah.
Okay.
It is well, though.
Okay.
It is well.
Wait, it doesn't
she will call me and say, she called me. That's it. She called me. See now. No, I'm getting angry now. I know what got me angry. I know
what. Is getting you angry?
She called me and said, she took one after the other. He said, close this. I closed it. She took me to her place. Close this. I closed it. Took me to another place. Close this. Open the bread. Tie it. Close it. Close it. Open the fridge. Close it. Open it, dog. Are you not tired of saying close it, close it? I'm like, no, just close it now. You know it's. And then when, you know when she like? Did, I was like,
yeah.
I mean, this is a condition.
You know what I like? As I was taking you to the places where you left things open, you were quietly following me. Close it, close it. Where did you start that place? Close it, close. Where did, you know?
Oh my
I
God.
Like that you were quietly following me.
And 2 minutes after, I still did not close something. It now called me again. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You see?
I'm like, come on. Call me some slack. So I want to know, is it a condition or what?
Omaomi from Magboju says, good morning, the takers. My husband does the same. All the time, I would say, honey, you left the cream open. You left the toilet door open again. He says, even soup pot at times. And when he tried, he's tired of hearing it, he would say, madam, please, help me close it.
Bam!
Don't complain again.
Oh, I am not alone. They are here with me. Oh man, I won't lie, so low key, the thing is healing me. I'm healing from it much more.
Don't heal anything. And I will change. Close.
I will change.
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm not alone.
Yes, you're not God, really. Bro. Anyway, Wale here says, my wife doesn't close anything.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
It says, I have to do it by myself. It says, wasting stuff in the house. So exhausting.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I know how that feels. Trust me. Henry on the road says, the meaning or the condition.
Is what? I'll give you a slap now.
You guys.
Let me hear what the condition is.
He says,
let me hear.
No, don't even take it serious because his wife also belongs to that.
I will give him left hand.
He says, AAD, always absent-minded disorder. He says, I'll tell my wife that's my condition when next she brings it up. No, he's the one who has that absent.
Oh.
Yeah, and then he says he's going to tell his wife.
That's the condition.
That's what he's experienced.
So we're many. Ay, ay, ay.
Hi. Okay. Samuel from Powerline Ejibu says, hello, the techers. My wife is fond of the habit. She will take soup from the pot and forget to cover it back. Hey. Says used polish for her shoe and left it in the sitting room. Dropped different cups of drinking water anywhere. She will forget that she left soup on fire and be pressing phone till the soup gets burnt. She forget to put off wall sockets of the appliances in the house till I come back from the work, then check, and I will put it off.
Oh, but it's as if this thing has been biting you.
Hey, you
just let it out. That's full casting. No, it's free cast. I've been casted.
I wanted to cast and I'm casting now.
They said today is International Husband's Day.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm going to use this opportunity to celebrate you. So regardless, right? Regardless of that, you know, not close pots, not close bread, not close door, not close toilets, all those things. But you're still awesome. All right? You're still awesome. You're Superman.
Hey, don't make you. Thank you so much.
You're,
appreciate
you're awesome. So I love you like that. I love you even if you're not close things. Even if you're not close things. You're not close, just not close bread. You're not close part. You're not close. But shall I be closing? You know, it will help to add the love to be more.
Thank you so much. I will. Thank you so much. That means a lot. International Husband's Day, you say?
Yeah. Well, that's what social media said. And so we'll use that opportunity to celebrate you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I mean, that touched my heart. You love me no standing.
Now somebody say, "Oh, my colleagues, maybe we open WhatsApp group." people, where are they close to?
God, oh my God. So I'm not alone. Let's take a few calls and then get into the techie talk. Remember, tech and businesses are coming up. For those who want to move their business higher. Higher taking you are like Toto DK's song. You know, you can stay tuned and you get more information about that at 11:45. But hey, let's get to take some calls on the matters on ground. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes. James from Solo.
All right, James, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. How is it, Solo, James?
Fine, sir.
Stock.
The thing is that when two people are together, when you see one see something open, you need the first thing, you must close it.
Okay.
You close it.
Even if it's 100 times in a day, you go close it all the time.
You close it, but you now tell the person that I don't leave you open again. Oh.
And he does it again, again, and again. What would you do?
That one. So now she will be closing it by himself or herself.
Oh my god! He wanted to be motivational. He wanted to say, no, wait. He wanted to encourage husband and wife. Say, you know, your love together, but better for us. If he close it open, you not say if he keeps opening. What do? He say, he close it by himself. Oh my god!
Oh my!
Woo!
So it takes a lot of patience. That's why it takes a lot of patience to keep closing it.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you.
Stanley's on the line. Hi, Stanley.
Yeah, the techers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Michael Jackson music really fit us, Collins.
Hey.
My is worse. My is worse.
Okay.
Lady that I'm in relationship said, I think I need to go for some kind of things. I forget things.
Wow.
Once something is in my hands, it has to be in a bag. If it's in my hands and I just put it somewhere, before you know, I have forgotten it is there.
Wow.
It will take me maybe 10 minutes before I remember that I left it. Before I know, that thing is gone or stolen.
Wow.
I will leave things, I will forget it. I will leave my thing open. My sister is always complaining.
Wow.
Close your this thing. Close this one. Close this one. Open this one. Close this one. Collins, I'm hearing you say the same thing. I'm like, maybe yours is even small. Mine is worse.
Wow. Man,
we might need to open a WhatsApp group and find out what to do.
Yeah.
It's so easy, Collins. I don't know. Somebody say absent minded. I don't know if it's absent minded. I just keep forgetting.
I think it has to do with attention span. You know, once you're done with using something, you just feel like, I'm done with that, you move on. You know, you don't pay attention. It's still attention. It has to do with attention.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Anyway, it is well, though. Stanley, let's...
Michael Jackson song. Michael Jackson song will just help us more.
Which one?
You have the Michael Jackson song.
You are not alone now.
You are not alone. Oh, my God. We are here with each other. Anyways, in case you're missing out what we're talking about, I was trying to cast Andrea for always asking me to close things. Saying that, can't you just close it? Then I was also worried whether it's not a condition. So we're brought it on radio. Apparently, I was casting myself. And now I feel better because...
You're not the only one.
I'm not the only one. It's not a male thing, Neither is it a female thing.
Yeah.
It's a human being thing. People do it.
Yeah.
So we just
found out. But we need to, I think this also brings me to find out deeper if it's actually a condition. What really you know, leads someone to...
From the top of my head, as a perpetrator of the act.
Okay.
I think it has to do with attention.
Mm.
And when you have plenty on your
head. Too many things.
In your head. I mean, you'll be like, why do you have many things in your head? Oh boy, you cannot... I don't know for others, so how you deal. You cannot be in Lagos or in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I don't have many things in your head. It's impossible. Well, it could be possible, except if you don't know. And especially if you are... a lot of people are at that stage where they are yet to achieve financial freedom. I'm just saying generally. That's not... So there's always money on the mind, something taking your attention, or maybe work and things like that. I think it's hard to do with attention span.
Okay.
It has to do. I just think so. But I don't know. Is there any expert out there?
There's actually a condition in my head that is coming, but I don't want to attribute it to this.
Okay.
I really don't want to because there's sometimes it could have like extreme cases. There's a ADHD. But let's leave that. G-Selmy is on the line. Hello,
you want to leave that?
G-Selmy is on the
line. You're saying that it's ADHD? I'm dealing with... Hey.
Hello.
Anyway, you're the expert here.
Hello. Hi, Chisom.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, Mr. Collins, I think your own is better.
Yeah.
My own is worse. Even if I have to drink something, I split it most of the time. Even me knowing that Francis, you are going to do this thing, and I will still do it. If I have to eat outside with my girlfriend, she reminds me, please be careful.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I still don't know how I do. I open things, I don't know. Even when I eat something, like when I'm chewing something, sometimes they need to correct me. Why are you eating like that? I don't know. I think we should open a WhatsApp group for us.
To find something about wow.
Yeah. I don't know. My own is worse. I think my own is terrible. Yours is better.
All right. Thank you for sharing.
You know, the beautiful thing is the ability on this show, how people freely allow their be vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think because we do it too, you know what I mean? That's me being vulnerable there.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you for it.
I know people will be like, presenter. You don't close things.
When
no.
I presenter, I don't be human being.
Oh, my God. Hey.
But I mentioned a condition earlier.
Yeah.
It's called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So I really don't want to talk too deep about this.
Yeah.
Let my clinical psychologist part of me not come out just yet.
Yeah.
But I think I've shared that with you before. I think I've shared a little bit of those.
Yeah.
But I don't want to believe it is yours. I don't want to believe you have that, although I can see some symptoms
of that.
You know, the hyperactivity, the restlessness, the absent-mindedness, you know. Those are symptoms of that condition, of that disorder. But hey.
Man.
But let's not go in there. Bola's on the line,
I
actually.
Like, it touched me small. It touched me small.
Oh, goodness.
Bola, are you for or against me?
We are for you, Colin. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. I've been listening to your conversation, but you know, this opening and closing thing, my own experience is different.
Okay.
I think that as couples, people have different things that are really not good. So we just watch over each other's back. For my husband, his own issue is he will just wear cloth and drop it. He will just drop it on the floor. One day I said, please, the last one you dropped. You didn't meet it there, you still drop another one. You will not meet it there, you will still drop it. Why? Please just help me. It will drop it. It will drop never. I mean, I like things. You arrange things. I got that. I said, guy, we have to separate for group. I can't, we know we are both husbands. I will come back in the night and start arranging your own. We have to separate so that the day I have time, I can overlook your wardrobe. The day I have time, I arrange for you.
Okay. So, I mean, these are real issues that people, you know, see, go ahead. One of the things we don't talk about when people are married or they're in a relationship or cohabiting, as it were, is managing each other, man. That it's a whole lot, man. Mm. A whole lie.
Yeah.
You know, it's like getting that right. We get a large percentage of many things right, really, if you understand
absolutely,
what I'm saying.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because it has to do with sacrifice, a lot of sacrifice.
And patience.
And patience.
Yeah.
You have been really patient, and now I know.
You have also been really patient. You know, I'm not perfect, too.
Yeah.
I have my own bad. I have my own things that I'm sure that you get to nag and complain about.
Like, should I talk one?
Yes, putting things on the bed, I know.
Yeah. Even when I would tie my mouth and I would be frowning, I'll put my lips fall like just with you sign to say don't put it.
Oh,
anyways, well let's move on. Well, it's Techie Talk Wednesday. You know that we talk technology every Wednesday, and there are a lot of messages on our first conversation on that gist. So maybe we should take those messages and then bring you the tech updates. You know, tech is quite important. You know, you would agree with me, very important. And today we have a conversation that has to do with our, you know, the biggest problem that Nigerians face, one of the biggest problems in Nigeria, which, of course, we'll get into shortly. But first, let's check out some messages that have come in. A lot of messages are there.
Mm.
You like Apoko, you people.
Some more gist
now, all of you have jumped. Oh, but anyways.
Okay.
Like it.
Bawo from Ikorodu says, hello to Tech Solution. Just play Fela, open and close. I think that's a good idea. I'm going to have that on my phone.
So anytime.
Whenever you open something, I'll just press it, open and close. And it says, if you know what, it says you are stuck. It's a cannot go back. Can only go forward something. All right, thank you for that one. Kenny from Magboro says, Collins, hope you don't remember to close door when you enter car.
My brother, no, come on. That one, I didn't close that one.
Okay, Ade from Magboro says,
like
exactly. Hello, Collins, you're not solo, no. I always open without closing bag. Anything openable. Mine has been complaining since 13 years we're married. Till tomorrow, she's still complaining. Okay, try for her small. 13 years. Yeah. Anyway, then, thank you for sharing yours with us. Thank you.
Thank you for, you know, being vulnerable.
Yeah. This person says, I believe this is synonymous with people who are multitasking. Okay, then, let me see. Another one here says, what's up, Lagos? Nice reaching you, lovely couple, this Wednesday morning. My name is Oluwa Tobloba from Lekki. Oga Collins, you are Elena where I do. I dress up and I drove my car to wedding, and after the wedding, I gladly came back home in public transport. Only for me to get home and be asking my girlfriend, how come it isn't at home and my car isn't on my car?
What?
I can't believe this.
No.
I can't believe this. So wait, you drove to a wedding in your own car and came back with public transport, and you were asking where your car was.
What?
I can't believe this.
Yo, and man.
And he says that she was like, Shebi, you drove me to the wedding now. And I was so stunned. And then I remembered.
Hi.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
See me feeling bad, though. I don't want to say, I have seen a man. I'm learning.
Obed from Lekki says, good morning, the techies. Collins, you're not alone in this at all. Mm-hmm. I sometimes wonder if there's anything wrong with me because my sister will not even let me move. She will call me back and say, close the cupboard, close the fridge, close the container, etc. He says, even at work, the secretary always give me problems. She would say, close the locker, close the door, almost every time. But thank God I'm changing. Okay.
Hi.
Wow. Lastly, this one says, Mr. Collins, no, we get WhatsApp group. Those are things where they man head, they choke. It says, closing things in a big walk, where no go bring money. Open things and move. My wife would close them, make you feel bad for even existing. It says, you know, they move me. She don't leave room for me, Seth.
Anyways, so when you now generalize it, though, I don't know if there's a word like that. You now start making it look like a gender. Have you not heard women who have called that is their wife that is that way?
Mm.
So it's not a gender thing. It's a personality thing.
Yeah.
And I think the past has a lot to do with this. I don't know much, but I think that it has to do with maybe, you know, growing up. I don't know, Sha. Because me... Anyway, let's not go there.
Okay, let's not go there indeed. We'll bring you Techie Talk live right now. Shout out to all of you. We have given you the gist eventually.
Finally, we can rest now. And the colleague, was it Emmanuel? Whose colleague went to Abuja and is expected. Hope you've given her the gist.
Give her the gist, though.
Uh-huh.
Let her laugh small.
Oh, my. Aye, aye, aye. Let's get into the Techie Talk right now. For those who are joining us, Techie Talk is the biggest tech conversation on radio. And this is What's Up Lagos with the Techies.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. I can't get over the closing and opening stuff, but we have to move. We have to move on. Now that we know that we're not alone, I think we feel better. And if we have to have a WhatsApp group to see how we can help ourselves, because it's frustrating. If you're on the receiving end, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I know for sure. But hey, guys, technology. The advent of technology has brought about new ways of doing things. It has also helped us to better enjoy life, as it were. But like we always say, not every technology is for you. But hey, how do you know which is for you? How do you know the best for you in your business, your family, as it were? That is not our focus today. Today we'll be looking at the technology of solar. And you'll be wondering, what about that? Well, if you do not know, for the past couple of weeks now, if not months, the power situation, if not years, the power situation, in fact, recently in the country has been epileptic to the highest level, if you know what I'm talking about. And a lot of businesses have been closing down. A lot of businesses have been complaining about the and then the cost of diesel also went up. And then today we want to look at, okay, technology has provided us different options. So you call them alternative. Which, of course, in some countries have switched from being the alternative to be the main mm-hmm. power source, as it were. We looked at them. Okay, we are in Africa. There's sunlight. So solar should be one of the things you'll be turning to. But today we want to find out what your opinion is on solar. If you think it's the alternative solution that Nigeria can rely on, or if you're using it, what's your personal experience? And all these questions are what we'll be asking today on the show. But before we go there, let's start with the tech update, shall we? Alright, good. The tech updates will kickstart with the story from the NITDA. And the NITDA bill. So the planned NITDA bill 2021 is seriously generating heat in the industry over its possible overlapping and overbearing effect on some functions, which industry analysts claim would cause a serious frictions in the sector, if not expunged or simplified. And that's according to the Garden and written by Adeyemi Adepetun, as it were.
Now, deep-seated anxieties currently cloud the length and breadth of Nigerians' information and communication technology sector over the proposed National Information and Technology Development Agency Bill 2021.
Now, since last year when the news broke out about the contentious bill, stakeholders, operators and startups, among others, have raised the alarm at different fora over some of the provisions of the proposed bill, which they describe as ambiguous.
And if I talk, they will say, oh, I told her the same thing when she was...
Mommy, please, I'm really busy.
So, anyway, that yabby guy, eh?
Sometimes, the gist is just too sweet to cut short. And with Airtel 5x recharge, you will never have to. Dial *234# to get talking right away.
It's like you slept. Let me call Amanda.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
Hallelujah.
you want to win always in the battles of life? Then the 2022 edition of the Achievers International Conference, AIC, is for you. It's time for a total turnaround encounter. The date, 31st March to 3rd of April, 2022. The theme, The Extraordinary Life. Join us at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. daily at Salem Pentecost City, off Salem Bus Stop by Nikon Town. Ministering are the chief host, Archbishop Samamaga and Bishop Love Samamaga, and the host, Bishop Enobong Ete. Other ministers include Bishop Emmanuel McJones, USA, Bishop Dave Onimisi, London, Bishop John Ibenu Lokoja, Bishop Imaisong, Calabar, Bishop Hilary Ogoniebune, Port Harcourt, Bishop Joseph Bassi, Calabar, Bishop Israel Eze, Ghana, and Reverend Isaiah Samamaga, Port Harcourt, and other anointed ministers. Ministering in music at the Faith Dynamite Voice, Nochi, Nathaniel Bassi, Choma Jesus, and many others. You can live the extraordinary life today. Don't miss it. I'll see you there.
It's so easy to learn anything today. That's how my little niece of yesterday tied my gele for me like a pro. When I asked her who taught her, she just gave me her phone to watch a video. Now, I can tie my own gele. Plus, I'm also learning how to prepare fisherman soup.
With MTN's reliable internet and countless learning videos on YouTube, learning how to prepare Ofin Sala is just one of the things you can learn online. Get up to 7 hours of free streaming on YouTube when you buy data plans from MTN. Dial star 131 hash to get started.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
Is proud of the doctor I've become. I'm grateful to a lot of people, but especially for basketball and the grit I built as I learned the sport. The rejections taught me to keep fighting. The long hours taught me discipline. Knockdowns taught me to bounce back. And those unexpected victories that taught me never to give up.
Why should you energize your kids with Milo Active Go to help them succeed at sports? Because the great to learn in sports, they keep for life. Milo, energy to go further.
Milo! Oh, thanks for letting me stay the night.
You're welcome, dear.
I slept so well. Uh-huh. Your bed is simply divine. And your pillows are so... like I was resting my head on a cloud.
Smoker makes amazing pillows. That one is the Crown Anti-Allergy Pillow.
I think it's time I changed mine. I have been using them for ages.
You should. Doctors recommend changing pillows every 1 to 2 years.
Really?
Uh-huh. When was the last time you changed your pillows? Buy a Mooka pillow today and sleep healthy.
Mooka, adding comfort to life.
Yo, the streets are not smiling. The speed at which everyone is learning new skills. How am I supposed to impress when the other guy can play the piano, sing, cook?
I hear he's even learning a new language.
Jai, you need to upgrade your skills. With MTN's reliable internet and countless learning videos on YouTube, there's no limit to how far you can grow. You get up to 7 hours of free streaming on YouTube anytime you buy data plans from MTN. Dial star 131 hash to get started.
Everywhere you go, MTN.
Everyone is proud of the doctor I've become. I'm grateful to a lot of people, but especially for basketball and the grit I built as I learned the sport. The rejections taught me to keep fighting. The long hours taught me discipline. Knockdowns taught me to bounce back. And those unexpected victories that taught me never to give up.
Why should you energize your kids with Milo Active Go to help them succeed at sports? Because the great to learn in sports, they keep for life. Milo, energy to go further.
Milo!
This is not just any rivalry. It's the rivalry other rivalries dream of being like. It's about pride, glory, and a ticket to the biggest football tournament. Are you ready?
It's fight to finish. Watch the Super Eagles and Black Stars of Ghana in the FIFA World Cup qualifiers on 25th March at 8:30 p.m. and 29th March at 6 p.m. on SuperSport. Get and stay connected today. DStv, it's your moment.
To grow a business in Nigeria, your connections have to be strong. And I'm not talking about some godfather in the villa or plugs in the corridors of power. No, it's the small everyday connections like how quickly do you address customer queries? How effectively do you track your staff progress? Yeah, that's the kind of connection we're talking about. And to be that connected, you need a reliable partner like Airtel Business.
That's right. With Airtel Business, you enjoy reliable, unlimited fixed internet that keeps all your business connections seamless. You also enjoy 24/7 dedicated care lines. Contact Airtel Business at ng.airtel.com today.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
You need money? Rent money. Business money? Rent money. School fees money? Rent money.
Anything money?
Rent money.
House rent money?
Rent money. Money to hold body. Rent money. You want to invest your money? Rent money.
Anything money.
Rent money.
For personal or business loans or to earn more money on your savings, visit rentmoney.com or call 0700-5500. Need money? Rent money.
For those who want to make the right choices every day, choices that bring out the sparkle in you and those that are inspired by you. The new Nestle Pure Life Sparkling Water is made just for you. So go ahead and get your sparkle on with the new Nestle Pure Life Sparkling Water.
When opportunity knocks, doing answers. It rolls up its sleeves and gets down to business. Doing, it doesn't cry over yesterday's mistakes. It moves. Nothing ever gets done without someone doing. So, what are we doing today? MTN.
Are you a professional, student, or business person? Does your monthly income never seem sufficient? Do you feel left out from being able to earn from the digital age? Now is your opportunity. Anzo Capital, a global award-winning brokerage firm with international offices all across the globe, is here to show you how. Join us as we take you through the journey of earning from the global financial markets this Friday at our training office or online. To participate, text NEW to 0817-201-3056. That is 0817-201-3056. This is your opportunity to profit from the global financial markets and learn how to get your money to work for you. To participate, text NEW to 0817-201-3056. That is 0817-201-3056. Anzo Capital, a premier destination for traders.
Every day is a good day when you've got what it takes. Cowbell evaporated milk gives your body what it needs. Ain't every store happy Cowbell day. Creamy goodness, so
Cowbell evaporated milk is delicious milk that is carefully formulated to retain its creaminess and great taste.
So creamy, so good.
Cowbell evaporated milk, so creamy, so good.
Cowbell.
Hey, guy, there's fire on the mountain. My babe wants us to go to the movies, and there's no money on ground.
Small thing. Just invite her over and stream it.
Stream core, river and knee. With which data?
Chai. And I think so, you be sharp guy.
Live smart with the Airtel Binge Plan for just 500 Naira. You can now enjoy 2 gigabytes to fulfill all your data needs. Dial *141*504# to get started.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
It's the season of light. It begins and ends with the appearance of the crescent moon. But the light, fast from dawn to sunset, righteous minds, noble acts, ordained fast of Ramadan, Muslims and Muslimas all over the world, the light. Period of salvation and forgiveness. Time of abundance and feasting. The Light with Sheriff Quadri. 4 a.m. daily at 99.3 Nigeria Info. For sponsorship, please call 0703-498-4352 today. Ramadan Kareem. Is power, right? No, the execution of knowledge varies the real power.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Limp Simple Strategy Factory,
a 10-hour value-packed workshop for business owners, CEOs, and entrepreneurs who want to scale up their businesses. At Strategy Factory, participants are equipped with hands-on strategies on making massive profits and save costs while retaining quality of the business. We show you how, and we see you through. We've worked with more than 3,000 entrepreneurs over the last 10 years with multiple success stories.
years, with a number of them hitting the billion naira mark, you can be the next. Balimp Simple Strategy Factories for entrepreneurs who want to play a bigger game. It's time to upgrade your business from millions to billions and beyond. Join us on the last Friday of every month at Marriott Ikeja Hotel, Lagos, Nigeria, with just 120,000 naira for this 10-hour value-packed workshop. What are you waiting for? For more information, call or text 0909-000-8887. Be there.
So back, quite a break that was, and Techie Talk is still live, and let's roll right now quickly before we bring you the last sponsored segment. So hey, since the Industrial Revolution, the energy mix of most countries across the world has become dominated by fossil oil. Now this has major implications, no doubt, for the global climate as well as for human health. 3/4 of the global greenhouse gas emission results from the burning of fossil fuel for energy. Now, fossil fuels are responsible for large amounts of local air pollution, health problems that lead to at least 5 million premature deaths every year. To reduce carbon dioxide emission and local air pollution, the world needs to rapidly shift towards low carbon sources of energy, nuclear and renewable technologies. Certainly, renewable energy will play a key role in decarbonization of our energy systems in the coming decades. But how rapidly is our production of renewable energy changing? What technologies look most promising in transforming our energy mix? Now, with the current power generation problem in the country, right? From supply to, you know, distribution, lack of generation, I mean, low generation of power in the country. How well do you think that Nigerians have adopted alternative power solutions?
Especially solar.
I love that you mentioned that.
Do you trust technology of solar energy? And do you use it? And why? What's your opinion on solar energy in Nigeria? What is your experience with alternative energy? And then, do you believe alternative energy is a solution to Nigerians' power challenge? Hmm. We hear that some people say that solar is too expensive for them. I remember the day we were talking about the power situation in the country, and someone said he cannot, and you suggested solar.
Yep.
And he said he cannot believe that there's a solar energy can power electric iron. You know, so people still have that understanding or that mindset.
There's need for education and more information, sensitization about what alternative power solutions are available, as it were. Now, we are going to narrow it down to solar specifically and ask this question specific to solar, because do not forget that there are other kinds of alternative power. There's a hydropower, which is actually the biggest, followed by onshore, there's a wind, and then there's solar. Of course, we're in Africa, there's a lot of sun, so solar, we'd expect that is what we'd jump on. But there are so many misconceptions about solar. That's why these questions we're asking you are very pertinent, very important, to also assess and find out what you think about this as a solution. Remember, diesel is now 750, some people pay 800 per liter. How long are we going to last like this? What if you had a solution that is better and cleaner and safer and also reliable? Would you go for it?
If you are not open to solar at the moment when it comes to generating power, what is your reason for it?
Yep.
Can you tell us your reason for not considering solar energy? You can call us right now, 0700-993-993-993, or female only line is 01465-7190.
Hello, good morning. All right, 0700-993-993-993, like you heard, and 01465-7190. For WhatsApp, you can send to 0809-597-5805.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, good morning, welcome.
Good morning. Yep.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, my name is Kingsley. I'm calling you from Ecuador.
All right,
Kingsley, let's talk.
Yeah. So, concerning the use of alternative
power,
yeah,
solar energy, I'm currently using inverter. I don't have solar panels yet.
Okay.
But due to whenever there's a sort of power supply from the public
National grid,
yes, I charge my batteries. Hmm. And when there's power outage, you won't even notice there's an outage because I keep using power. So for me, I think it's efficient.
Okay.
It's efficient, and the reason why I don't have panels yet is because the way I'm staying is not mine.
Okay.
So I don't have enough space to install solar panels, which I would have done if I had space.
Yeah.
Even with what I have right now, I use my washing machine conveniently.
Okay.
My iron.
Hmm.
I do my ironing and all that. And I have like, say for example, there's power outage for say close to 12 hours.
Yep.
Or over that. I still have power because of what I have in backup.
All right. Hmm.
So it's efficient. It's just that the cost of acquiring it is high.
Mm. Okay.
But at the long run, it's cheap when you consider how much
you spend
on fuel.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So at the long run, it's cheap.
Okay. All right. Thank
so
you.
I think the challenge people have with it is
bringing that money at once.
Bringing out that money at once.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
So that's just it.
Wow, beautiful.
Okay, then thank you for sharing that. So, like we said, or rightly said, funds, the expense, the cost has actually been, would I say, in the forefront when it comes to the challenge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When people, try to get solar.
Yeah, but the thing is, there are even companies that are making it easy. Their subscription payment plan, they're making very easy the payment of acquiring solar solutions.
Yeah.
There are a lot of companies. So, perhaps people are just not just aware as much as they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Maybe they just, have not put it in the front of their mind like this is a solution.
Yeah. It could be. Hello? Okay. Do call us back, please. 0700-993-993-993. If you are considering alternative power.
Yeah,
we're looking at specifically solar, the technology of solar energy. Mm. Have you considered it before? And if you're using it, what's your experience using it? And then if you have considered it, and then you don't, or maybe you are of the opinion that you cannot use it, can you tell us why?
Yep.
Can you tell us why? 0700-993-993-993. Hello? Oh, please move away from your radio. Hello? Yep.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
We can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Good afternoon. Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Ayo. Just to contribute to what you are saying.
Okay.
Solar is very efficient. If you can do it, at least you'll be relieved from all this NEPA wahala. I've been using it. Mm. I haven't bought fuel for the past 7 months.
Wow.
So I only fuel my car.
Mm. Wow.
After that, I don't buy anything. And it's okay. And if government can help us to reduce tax, if you can bring all the solar panel and the battery in, and if government can remove all the tax on it, it's cheaper for everyone to
get
buy.
Power.
If you can buy it, then the burden will be less on the government as well.
Mm.
So government should help us.
All right.
Remove the tax completely. And people can afford to buy, and people will be able to buy it. And even in fact, those people can buy it. Some people that live in Lekki can go on full solar. Because without light, you can see if you use solar, at least you reduce the consumption.
Yeah, that's right.
Reduce the consumption and let people can be able to use that one. So I want the government to help us reduce remove the tax and make it cheaper.
Okay.
Affordable.
All right.
For people to buy. And that's my take.
Thank you very much. Wow. Yet another testimony.
Okay, then we have a message here, and this person here says, good morning, the techies. This is Amarachi from Okwafo. Solar is good, but expensive, and the batteries sometimes are not too strong.
Hmm.
Okay, then, let me see. Another is coming from Timmy. Timmy from Ikpaja says, I installed my inverter with solar panels last year, 1 kVA for about 300K. I used it to iron. The only thing it doesn't carry is a pumping machine and electric kettle.
Hmm.
Okay, another says, please, people that are using it should tell us how much to budget and the type or what it costs them to install it, especially those in apartments and running wires from the roofing. Yeah. Says, also, I hear the battery expires over 10 years or so, and I know one of the major battery go as high as 150K for one. 125 rather, for one.
You know, a lot of experts have done the analysis, the cost analysis, all right, of what you spend averagely. Yes. Someone called yesterday, remember? Talked about you spend he spends a million for his business
on
diesel monthly.
On diesel, rather.
Minimum of a million naira.
Yes.
So if you look at expenses that people get to spend on a daily basis or weekly or monthly, and you accumulate that amount, all right, and, you know, compared to what you spend to get solar that will give you that exact quality or that amount of power, you would find out that the gap is so wide that the solar is way better and it's cleaner and it's more reliable.
Anyway,
and you control it.
Yeah.
The fact that you don't need to wait for some, you don't need to scream what's up as it was all Lagos. Up NEPA. All right, I think we can stop this here for now. Maybe next week we'll have another
one. We have another
part. I bring some experts to also join us.
Sure that. We have, Ezekiel Sholasi will be joining us shortly for business and tech. All that you need to know about strategy when it comes to growing your business and having to hit the $1 million mark. All right, stick around. He will be joining us shortly.
Welcome back. Joining us for the first time. Well, Andrea, that conversation really got me. Because a lot of people need
are interested.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just need further education, right?
Yeah. Or information.
Information, yeah.
Or direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We are in the moment where we get to talk to the man, Sholasi, who is not alone in the studio today. And for the past couple of weeks, 7 weeks or thereabout, you have been listening to this gentleman give you the tips and you know, the right information you need to grow your business, specifically for those who want to move from the thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions into the billion naira mark. And a lot of useful information has come our way. I have come our way. I beg your pardon. And today, this week 7, we have another focus, right?
That's right. So if you are doing business, that means there's something they call buying and selling. That means that you are exchanging services.
Yep.
And you need to have a certain skill to help you sell your product, right? Mm-hmm. That you need to have what they call the selling skill. Mm-hmm. And today, Mr. Ezekiel Sholasi, would be sharing with us how to improve that selling skill that you need for your business, right?
Yes. So how do we sell more? How do we sell faster?
Yeah.
How do we sell bigger stuff?
Yes. Absolutely. So go ahead, talk to us about that.
Okay, so so usually there are sort of two areas I'd like to touch. The first is, you know, in the selling conversation, if you're a business, what are the hardest things, hardest questions that you have to ask yourself?
Yeah.
The first is, who should I be talking to? Right? Because if you have a product, you want to make sure that you're talking to a qualified prospect. If I take a G-Wagon and I want to sell it and I put like for sale on it and I take it to some part of town, it'll be hard for me to sell as opposed to some other part of town. The second is, if I get to talk to the right person, why should they buy? Right? Because many times we spend a lot of our time thinking about why we want to sell, and we don't spend a lot of time thinking about why should they buy. Right? So I want to sell X, and there's a reason why I want to sell it. I produce the product. Maybe I love custard and I want to sell it to everybody.
Yeah.
But why should the person buy from me, right? Mm. So, for example, there are certain people who would buy it because it helps their health.
Yeah.
There are certain people who would buy it because they love it. So if I'm talking to somebody who would buy it because it helps their health, the conversation is slightly different from if I'm talking to somebody who's buying it because the person loves it and the likes, right? Mm. So if I can answer those two questions, it's very, very critical. Once you answer those two questions, then you can build your entire response around those two answers, right? Which means that if I know who I should be talking to, I would direct all of my marketing activities towards that particular consumer class. Mm. If I know why they should be, you know, why they should buy from me, mm-hmm. then I would direct all of my, you know, sales and explaining of my product in the line as to who I'm talking to. So I'm talking to somebody who's buying something for health reasons, or I'm talking to somebody who's buying something for, you know, just to feel good.
Yeah.
I know exactly how to be able to sell to them. And then when you figure those two things out, mm-hmm. then we need to realize what exactly is sales. So Jordan Belfort, the guy who wrote The Wolf of Wall Street, you know, he defines sales in a way that I sort of love. He says sales is a transfer of certainty.
Mm.
So he says, for example, you are certain that your product or your service can do what you say it will do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. Your ability to transfer that certainty from your mind to my mind is what makes sales happen, right? So the reality is that if you think that, you know, you could solve X problem, if I am sure about your ability to solve it as you are, I will most likely use you.
True that.
You understand? The problem is that I'm not sure. Mm. I don't know if, you know, it's one chance. If I give you money and I buy the phone and I get home, I'll see fufu inside. You understand? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, so what that means is that as a business or as a salesperson, you need to do three things. You need to increase my certainty on the efficacy of your product or your service.
Mm-hmm.
You need to increase my certainty on the trust, on my ability to trust your company.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you need to increase my certainty on my ability to trust you.
Because
sometimes if I know your product works and I like your company, but I don't like you, guess what? I'll just keep quiet and I'll go somewhere else and buy from the same company, probably buy the same product. Mm. But if I can get people to be as sure about me as I am sure about myself, as sure about my product or service as I'm sure about it,
mm-hmm.
as sure about the company or whatever organization that I work for or whatever organization that I own, you know, as if I can get them to be that sure, sales is pretty easy. Everybody who is going to make a properly informed decision, once they are certain that you will deliver and you're standing in front of them, the easiest thing to do is to give you their money.
Mm.
Wow, really beautiful, man. Wow, fantastic. Well, this segment is sponsored by Lim Simple, and we will take a message from Lim Simple right now, and we continue to wrap up this conversation on sales. If you have questions, well, we'll get back to that right after this message, shall we?
Love it, Sandpaper here. I'm here to talk to you about the Strategy Factory, a 10-hour value-packed workshop for business owners and CEOs who want to scale up their businesses. At the Strategy Factory, participants are equipped with hands-on strategy on making massive profits and saving costs while retaining the quality of the business. And of course, they've been able to work with more than 3,000 entrepreneurs over the last 10 years with multiple success stories, with a number of them hitting the billion naira mark. Strategy Factory is for entrepreneurs who want to play a bigger game. Yes, those who want to chill with the big boys. There's massive networking opportunities for attendees. Aside from the workshop, members also get the opportunity to join the alumni network, and members of the alumni network do business with each other. In addition, there are periodic knowledge sharing sessions. Now, the date for this is the last Friday of every month, and the venue is the Marriott Ikeja Hotel, Lagos, and the price of this is a measly 120,000 naira. For more information, call or text 09090000887. 09090000887.
All right, well, thank you for that information. We're back, so we'll wrap it up all now. And I can see some messages coming in already. Okay.
Right. So this person here says, many business owners throw some product to employees without giving a product that fall in line with these things that the guest is mentioning.
Yep.
That's why sales as a work is very hard in Nigeria.
Mm.
It says, with terrible remuneration. It's like the banking sector. You would see a bank would trend about fraud activity. They wouldn't even reassure their consumers, but push their employees with targets to bring in sales when word on the street is we don't trust your service.
Yeah, I get that. You know, because I think as a salesperson, assuming you work somewhere, and I can only say this to salespeople.
Yeah.
If you're a salesperson, don't work where you don't believe in the product. Now, I might not be able to say that to somebody who's not in sales. And the reason why I say that is that if you're great, if you're good at sales, you have some ability to control your future.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, you could go somewhere else and then they would pay you, you know, and selling is selling is selling. You know, you can find somebody who wants to buy something, wants to sell something.
Yeah.
You know, so, but the key is you have to believe in what you're selling. Because the reality is you have to really be a psychopath to not believe in something and be able to sell it effectively.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm afraid
for such a person.
I am. You know, because you really have to be extraordinarily, you know,
crazy.
I mean, I didn't know that was possible to say that. But no, but you did that was possible to say that. But,